Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. We're privileged to be here in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's been a cool weekend. We've had this nice cool down here with the weather over the past few days. Have with us Rob Herget, corporate trustee member and co-host of our weekly radio programs from Boost Your Business, 305-479-7311. If you have not looked into that, we'll talk about that later in the program. Have with us a new corporate trustee member, Dr. Wiener. He is with Palm Beach Neurology and Premier Research Institute at 4631 North Congress Avenue, Suite 200 in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. And we have a series of questions I want to go over with you this morning, Doctor. The first one is there a new oral Alzheimer's drug being studied?
Yes, actually, it's very exciting that we have new medications, and one of them is an oral. It's always nice to have an oral medicine. Most of them have been IV or IM, which are a little more difficult for patients to handle. This drug is designed specifically to prevent the accumulation of a toxic protein called amyloid. And so far, it's still early. We are finishing up the phase 3 studies right now, and we hope to get this information to the FDA soon. The drug is called ALZ-801. It doesn't have its final formal name yet, although there are some circulating names for it. And what's exciting is it prevents, again, the formation of the toxic amyloid that is very, very important in the propagation of the initial symptoms and ultimately, unfortunately, the disease we call Alzheimer's disease progresses from amyloid, which forms plaques, to tau, which forms tangles, and you need to have both of those for the disease. So this is very early in the disease. We'd be able to slow its progression, and that's a very key part. This is going to possibly be a very, very important medicine as a preventive tool, a disease-modifying treatment, not just a symptomatic treatment. That's very, very important as we fight this disease, present and future.
Hey, doctor, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. It came across my desk an antibody, lecanemab, I think is how you pronounce it. Hopefully I'm not butchering that. I understand it's an experimental amyloid-targeting antibody. Is that why is that important, and how does that come into play with what you're doing?
Surely. Lecanemab, you did have it right. Lecanemab is a monoclonal antibody that targets this toxic amyloid, this toxic protein. And what's exciting about this is we're just getting some initial data being presented to the public. It's called a Clarity AD study that we're doing at our site at Premier Research Institute. And the key issue is there's something called an amyloid hypothesis. And there's been a concern. Is it true? Is it real? This is one of the key pieces. This initial data is showing us that you do remove the amyloid, but more importantly, that when you give people this antibody to this toxic protein, you also see improvement in their function. And the improvement is against placebo. So there's about a 27% difference in the group. The group that got placebo continued to deteriorate, but the group that received this medicine at about an 18-month, was 27% better than the placebo group. So what we're talking about, this is not a cure, but what we're talking about is disease modification. We've slowed the disease process down, but more importantly, we're actually showing that this amyloid hypothesis, which is all over the news, is actually something that is real. We're able to show that removing amyloid from the brain does make a difference in the clinical aspects of what happens versus not doing it. So slowing disease progression. So that's what's so amazing about this. This will not be the only one. There are multiple antibodies we are studying at our site and other sites in the country that also show significant promise and are giving us some early data. Another one is donanemab, is another monoclonal antibody also, which is showing us some very good early data. So we hope this will hold up. And we'll have multiple medicines. Like I just discussed one a minute ago, the oral medicine works differently. So we have two different medicines working two different ways, both slowing down the progression of disease. And the key is to get that diagnosis early, make it accurate early, and effective treatments should be available hopefully soon as we get this data to the FDA and finish these studies.
Pretty exciting and remarkable. First off, how long have you been working on this study, and are we getting better at diagnosing Alzheimer's at all?
Yeah, we've been working on these for many years. The center has been doing these kind of monoclonal antibody studies for more than a decade. But more recently, the last three, four, 5 years have been amazing, and the last 2 years have been phenomenal. And we are still recruiting right now. We are still putting patients into these various studies as we speak. I actually put someone in this morning. So we are still studying this very aggressively. But the key is to put the right person in the study, and that's your question. We are getting a lot better at diagnosing Alzheimer's disease from other types of dementia. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia. There are other types. But we now know that this disease begins the process of putting down this toxic amyloid 15, 20, 22 years before the person has any clinical symptoms that they know they have the disease or suspect that they have this problem. So the earliest signs can be they don't feel as sharp, they're starting to get a little forgetful. These can be very early signs years before the diagnosis is made. But we are able today, by very sophisticated biomarkers, blood tests, unfortunately, we used to use spinal taps a lot in the past. We don't need to do that too much anymore. We use primarily very sophisticated blood tests, and we use PET scans and MRIs. Putting that data together, we can make the diagnosis very effectively, 90-plus percent of the time, accurately, that the person has the biologic disease we call Alzheimer's disease. Now, why do we want to do that? We want to do that now because we now have disease-modifying therapies that I've just discussed just a few today. We are studying several different ways of slowing down this disease. Ultimately, we want a cure, but we're not there yet. But we do clearly have medicines that are slowing this disease process down. So it's exciting. We now can make the diagnosis early, get effective preventive treatments into place, many of which we are studying right this minute at Premier Research Institute and other centers in our area and throughout the whole country. So if you're not in West Palm, there are centers recruiting around the whole country for people who are getting, you know, who have, unfortunately, this horrible disease.
Hey, Dr. Wiener.
But we can now do things.
Dr. Wiener, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's Rob from the Chamber. Also with us today is our board president, John Kroll. We got a couple of minutes left, and he is in need of your services, so I wanted you to go ahead and, I don't know if you've met or not, but he and I were talking about it earlier, and I wanted to do it on air because he needs your services. And John, go ahead and say hi to Dr. Wiener.
Hey, Dr. Wiener, how are you doing? This is John. I guess you Hello. Guys got an early start on me here today. So I had, real quick, I know we have a short period of time, but I maybe talk to you after. But I do have some. My father had myasthenia gravis. I don't know if that's correct pronunciation. And my sister has ALS. So I don't know if that's hereditary in the family, but, you know, I just want to, you know, maybe give you a holler after the show. But those are some of the things that I have in my family line.
You bring up a very important point, and I'm more than happy to talk to you offline personally. It's hard to do that in a forum like
that's
this.
Fine.
But the key point you're raising is at risk. If someone in your family, a first-degree relative, has a degenerative disease, such as Alzheimer's disease, you are at some risk that you may also be carrying those genes or express those genes, but it doesn't mean you will. So it's very important to understand that. We do have genetic testing, but the key is biomarkers. Biomarkers tells us that you have the disease active or you don't. So we can test amyloid, we can test tau, we can test neurodegenerative diseases, we can test other aspects for other dementias, other proteinopathies. So we can do that today and see, okay, you have a risk, but you're not expressing any of the risk. You're
okay. This is,
or you're expressing it early, and we need to do something.
I hear that noise. I mean, the music in the background. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But this is a topic that it's important for me. I guess it's me personally. But thanks for taking the time today. I caught a little bit of the show, and I wish I was a little bit more involved, but I'll catch you the next time around. Thanks for so much. And why don't you tell the audience how to get in touch with you? And we'll look forward to doing many shows with you in the future.
It's my pleasure. It's premierresearchinstitute.com. That's P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E, researchinstitute.com. Or call us at 561-296-3838. That's 561-296-3838. We're more than happy to talk to you.
Doctor, I'm going to have John reach out to Lauren to set that appointment up. We appreciate you being with us this morning. Look forward to having you on again next week. We're going to be doing a series of interviews. Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.
It's my pleasure. You too. Bye-bye now.
Are you or someone you know suffering from memory loss? Then enroll now with Premier Research Institute at Palm Beach Neurology. We have been researching Alzheimer's disease and memory loss for over 20 years, and we're looking to help those in the earliest stages of memory loss and forgetfulness. Right now, there is no cure. But with your help, we can get one step closer to finding one. For your free memory screen, visit PremierResearchInstitute.com. That's PremierResearchInstitute.com. Premier Research Institute. Tomorrow's solutions today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. We have with us John Kroll, the host of our weekly radio programs. We roll with Kroll. Also with us, the co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business. Want to wish Rob Hergett a special happy birthday. He is 39 years old today, plus 20, but we didn't tell you he's 59.
I look good for 90.
You do look good for 90, brother. I'll give you that. And what I want to do today, John, I want to get into it a little bit. I just was out in California last week for my son's wedding, and I saw all the different commercial properties out there and all the different residential properties that were for sale. And I was talking to someone, I said, you know, and there's just all kinds of things for sale here in South Florida. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to use the doom and gloom, as John and I always say. And Rob said, you know, the glass is half empty. No, it's still half full. Just got to be positive. And, you know, I want to get your take on everything, John, what you're seeing. You know, everybody's worried the interest rates are going to explode. People won't be able to afford to get loans. And the mortgage brokers, it's, you know, some people feel it's going to dry up. I don't think that that's the case. But I'm not well-versed in this like you are, so what I wanted to do is give you a chance this morning while we're on the iHeart app here in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Saturday, October 22nd, to talk a little bit about the real estate market here in South Florida, which seems to continue to be white hot. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Good to be here. Rob, nice haircut today. You got your birthday haircut.
Yes, it does look
thank
nice.
Thank you very much.
You can... You know, I follow the statistics from the National Association of Realtors, NAR, and I was looking at some of the statistics on there. These are national statistics. And that's all right, Rob. You know, but the thing is that they're obviously the interest rates are going up. That does slow down business. That changes the tables for buyers and lowers the table for sellers in a way because it reduces the amount of people that it can afford to purchase properties. The rates were like in the low twos, 2.5% in the beginning of the year. And obviously they've been bumping up quickly. Obviously you need to get out and vote because that's the thing right now. I don't care what party you're on. It'll make a difference even in your local districts. It's important because the way things are going right now are not, you know, right. And it's affecting everything, any aspect of real estate, the economy. You can see it in the grocery stores, all that. And that's kind of dear to my heart. And it affects everybody. I mean, that's what's going on right now is not right. But again, not to get off the topic in real estate, but it does affect the real estate. Decisions that are made in our government. So, but again, the market has been pretty good for a lot of the realtors down here in South Florida and also for sellers that are purchasing and also for buyers with the interest rate. But now things are changing and, you know, the outlook looks like it's going to be a little slow down. Interest rates, I was quoting the double digits next year. Those are my predictions. On interest rate, I think that might happen the way things are going up. They're bumping up, you know, percentages wise. They're in the sevens right now. Looking for them to probably go in the eights, unfortunately. But again, obviously people need to realize that you're not locked into an interest rate. You can always refinance. So I wouldn't get too, you know, freaked out about the interest rates going up. Yeah, it might be a little higher, but again, they haven't taken away the interest that you can write off on your taxes, and your accountant's going to tell you that's not going to be a big deal. So you might be paying a little bit more, but in the future, you're going to be locked into property, and you might get a better deal on a price on a house. So in the long run, you got to weigh out everything. So that's why when you're working with an agent that can give those type of advice, it helps you making decisions a little bit more comfortable in your decisions. So those are things that I would suggest that if you're looking for a property, get with an agent that was able to, you know, counsel you and give you time just not to get out there to sell to make a commission. Because this business is residual. You get referrals from your clients that you take care of.
You know, we always talk about transparency and character. And, you know, when you're making a purchase on a home or if you're purchasing a commercial space for your business, you know, that's your family's livelihood. So you want to make sure you're dealing with someone that has character and has integrity. And, you know, John and I have been friends for 6 years now. And a unique friendship, but very, very, he's my mentor, a good buddy of mine, and helped me through some tough times. We went through some funerals together, went through the pandemic. We watched business go down. We watched business go up. But through it all, his character never wavered. And he instilled that in me. You know, it's anybody can cut corners. Anybody can sell someone something that's not there, sell them air. But, you know, when you're dealing with someone who's selling you a property that's your family's livelihood, and you're going to use that property, you could use equity out of it to reinvest in your business or to send your kids to school or whatever it may be for you and your wife for your retirement, you want to make sure that you're dealing with someone that will take care of you. And that's why we roll with Kroll, because the whole family from top to bottom, great people. And I can say the same thing for Rob at Boost Your Business. You know, he cares about the people he does business with. And that's the most important thing. And I think that's lost on a lot of people as we came out of the pandemic, because I think so many people got caught up in making that quick buck and making easy money and lost their way in a sense that they it was like, I'm going to get, I don't like the terminology, I'm going to get mine, but I'm going to make sure that I'm taken care of. And they stop worrying about, you know, their fellow citizens and the other people in their community and their colleagues. And when that happens, that's tough. And that's, you know, that's, it's a critical election. You're right about that. It's critical. And hopefully that things get back on track and continue to remain on track. But, you know, I'm really excited as we go into 2023. We've got some cool stuff happening. It's always a battle, but, you know, things are progressing. As long as you're making some progress, that's where you want to be. And, you know, I can vouch for both these guys. They care about their people that they work with, and that's the most important thing. And you can get a hold of John at 954-410-2301, 954-771-7200. Stop by at 5447 North Federal Highway, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33308. Landmark would be Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church, about a half a block south on the same side of the street on the west side. In the Kroll Realty Building, which is also home to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, John is our board president. And you can reach Rob Hergett at 305-479-7311. He has a plethora of things he can do to help you increase traffic and generate profits for your business. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning, Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. How many more days, Johnny, till the election? 15, yeah. 17, I know you.
Yeah, they're opening up now, early, early voting.
John and Robert counting by the hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. You're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us board president, host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. Been around since 1951. We roll with Kroll. Also with us, the co-host of our weekly radio programs, corporate trustee member Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business. 305-479-7311. Folks, look into the 30-day authority pop. Take a look at the five core marketing strategies. It is a must. With us, corporate trustee member, Enhance Health. We have Santi Camello with us this morning. And Santi, what I'd like for you to do, because we have limited time, give everyone your pertinent contact information, how they can get a hold of you. And folks, the great thing about Enhance Health, now we're in open enrollment right now, They're the first company to go ahead and do something that's cutting edge. What they did with their CEOs and their team, I'm looking at your website, you know, you've got Matt Herman, your chief executive officer, Michael Lagluonti, your chief operating officer, and Gary Jenkins, who's your chief financial officer. And obviously we work with Natasha and Scott Sabat and you and your team and Devin. You went into the digital age. And, you know, and Rob's going to touch on this because he was in this business for 30 years. Give your pertinent contact information. And, Rob, jump in there and get into this morning because this is interesting. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Well, once again, my name is Santi. I'm with Enhanced Sales. I'm the sales manager here. And we're happy to announce that we make health insurance affordable, easy, and transparent. We want people to be living their life without worrying about insurance. We save you time and effort by doing the research for you. So how we're different from others, we pretty much listen to your story. We educate you on healthcare plans, and we help you pick the right plan for you.
Well, this is... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I said we also support you on your healthcare journey. So we're not only over once we have a plan for you. We pretty much go along the way. If you ever need any questions, any concerns about your plan, you guys are free to reach us out at 844-677-4662, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, that's 844-677-4662.
This is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. I own an insurance business down in Miami for 35 years, so I know your industry very well. And I was actually at your offices about a week ago meeting with some of the management there the other day. Very impressed. Beautiful new offices there near near the stadium, and gave me a little tour and showed me a little bit of, about what you all were doing. And what impressed me was you all are giving a huge opportunity to a lot of people around the community. You brought in a lot of
That's
young
correct.
People, and you're doing some training, and they're getting out there and they're helping the community, either whether it be through Medicare or whether it be the ACA plans. I was thoroughly impressed. Tell us a little bit about your growth and your opportunity with young people in the community.
For sure, yes. So we pretty much started a year ago on September 1st, 2021, with only 30 employees, me being one of them as well. Now we are pushing close to 600 employees in our one-year anniversary. So we are pretty much growing, helping everybody in the community. We want to be out there for everyone that has questions about insurance, because, you know, sometimes insurance could be a headache sometimes, and we want to be there for them at all times, not only for Medicare, but also for ACA. This is people that always want to have like some sort of like peace of mind when it comes to your health insurance.
What's the one constant that you see? I know there's a lot of misconceptions when people do their plans. Some people say that they feel that people rush them through it. Others say that they didn't quite understand it. In your professional opinion, what's the one constant that where you see people make mistakes when they're going through the process of selecting their plans? Because they, like you said, they change yearly.
Yes, correct. So that's a great question. And the one thing we notice the most is because people just start asking questions between neighbors, you know, family members. Oh, what insurance do you have and why do you have that one? And not all insurance that are the same. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We want to identify the right plan for you based on your needs, get help to understand your bill, and we make sure you take full advantage of your plan. We even help you with bookings for appointments for doctors, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is John Crowell with Crowell Realty, but I'm hearing key things here that you're saying, and I'm looking at your website too. But that is a thing too, even for myself. When you're switching plans, the doctors, you know, some of these plans do not take certain doctors, and it sounds like the way just talking with you, you help the individual, you know, sort through that. You know, because sometimes you get set up with a doctor you really like, but unfortunately, you know, financially you have to change plans or whatever, and you can't use that doctor anymore. You know, it's not on the plan.
Yeah, correct. So that's what we help you out with. So we have access to all insurance carriers, major insurance carriers in your area, locally, and we're able to help you guys out, understand the plans that accept your doctor, make sure we find you the most suitable plan, once again, based on your needs. Remember, your needs are not the same ones from your neighbor, from your family member. Everyone has their own unique needs that they want to get fixed or they want to be helped with, you know?
Exactly. Even with medications and all that stuff, some doctors will prescribe something different because every, you know, doctor has their pharmacy that they run their deals through. I guess Rob could talk about that too.
Yeah, it's not an easy industry to navigate. It's hard enough for those of us that were involved in it as a profession, but it's you know, it's darn near impossible for the average consumer. And I give you huge kudos for what you're doing out there and the growth that you're having. I think it's tremendous, and I think it's a great thing for the community. Anything in the future going on? Anything you'd like to share as to what might be happening in the future with your organization?
Well, yes. Eventually, we want to expand not only in Florida, we want to go to other states as well so we can help other people, future Georgia, maybe Texas, California. So we're not planning on staying locally. We want to go also national-wise. So we can help everybody out in the community. And, you know, there's nothing better than a face-to-face conversation. You know, because I know that many people receive a bunch of calls every single day regarding health insurance. And, you know, you don't want to talk to a stranger. You'd rather talk to your agent, your assigned agent that will be there for your journey when it comes to health insurance. And you will also have your member services specialist that in case you need to use advantage of your plan or your benefits, that person will be there for you. So that's how we're planning on growing and expanding in the future as well.
Awesome. I tell you, that is so important. And I do like the fact that you're looking for locations. So that's up my alley. I'm in real estate. So I'm going to be calling you guys if I, hopefully I can find a location for you.
Sounds good.
Yep. Awesome.
Now I understand that you guys recently, I know you were at 3111 North University Drive there for the longest period of time. And wasn't there a recent grand opening and groundbreaking out in Sunrise?
Yes, we did. So our headquarters were originally in Coral Springs by the university in Sample Road. That we built and we still have. That's for member services. Now we have a new building in Sawgrass, which is the 1550 Sawgrass Corporate Way. And we are located close to Sunrise. I don't know if you guys are familiar. It's close by IKEA. But once again, since we're doing the field, we'll be happy to go anywhere from West Palm Beach to Broward, Miami-Dade. Distance is not a problem for us. Staying locally, we would love to go out there to all the communities and help everybody out.
Sante, I'm hearing that music in the background. That's time. Why don't you give everyone the pertinent contact information, how they can get a hold of you and your team until we have you on again, because we'll be doing a series of interviews with you because you're corporate trustees and sponsors.
Sounds good. Yes, sounds good. So once again, if you guys have any questions with your health insurance, you can give us a call at 844-677-4662. Once again, that's 844-677-4662. From Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, Rob. Thank you for your time.
Likewise, sir. Thank you.
Enhance Health makes healthcare affordable, easy, and transparent. Live your life without worrying about health insurance. We save you time by doing the research for you. We discover what matters most to you, then find a plan with benefits you need at low or no cost. You can count on us because we're a part of the communities that we serve, and we support local events and businesses in South Florida. Call 844-677-4662 or visit enhancehealth.com. Healthcare done differently.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. We're privileged to be here in West Palm Beach, Florida at iHeart Radio. Have with us new corporate trustee member and title sponsor, Clinical Care Medical Centers. And folks, these people have been around for a long period of time, but they are not only the best in the business, they're the largest. And one of the neat things about working with Yvette and Silvio and their team is that, you know, they've been established in Dade County for a number of years. Now they've expanded up into Broward County and into Palm Beach County, and it looks like it'll be even going points further north. If memory serves me correct, it's 55 centers with over 800 employees. We have limited time. It's Yvette Zuliani, corporate trustee member, Clinical Care Medical Centers. What I'd like for you to do, get into it a little bit this morning and give everyone your pertinent contact information, how they can get a hold of you and your team. And I know right now is a busy time for you because we're in open enrollment. Go ahead, if you would, please, Yvette.
Yes. Hello. This is Yvette Viliani with Clinical Care Medical Center. And yes, we've been around since 1997. And we are a full-service medical and wellness center devoted to improving the quality of life of our patients through tailored management and holistic approaches. We are located in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Polk, Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco County, and Orange as well. And yes, currently it is the annual enrollment period for Medicare, and for those members who are seeking to get information regarding what awaits them in 2023, we have accommodated seminars at our centers on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the next group of events are happening October 25th in Hanley, Pinellas, and Lakeland at 10 a.m. and in Miami, Bird Row, Palmetto, Alton Road in Miami, Miami 27 Center, starting at 2 p.m. And what we've done, Rob, is we've created a safe place for our neighbors to come and get the information that they need without any pressure from, you know, of sales. So we've opened our doors to accommodate those who have questions. Now, I can be reached at 786-944-3234. And I invite everyone that is listening, if you have any questions, please send me a text and I'd be more than glad to accommodate you either at one of our events, one of our seminars, or answer your questions.
Hey, Yvette, this is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. I spent 35 years in the medical insurance field, so I can really appreciate what you all are doing. I have a two-part question. Is it just Medicare that you're working with? And tell me a little bit about you. You struck my attention with a holistic approach. Tell me a little bit about how that works and what you're doing in the holistic world when it comes to medicine.
Absolutely. So we have a focus on arthritis and pain management. And one of the protocols that we use is not just obviously, we do x-rays, and if medication is needed, we do medication. But we also do PRP, acupuncture, red light therapy. So we do a combination of both. Sometimes you need a little bit of medication, and sometimes you need a little bit of holistic approaches. And together, we found a happy medium that helps people manage, you know, their pain and the process of getting better.
Very nice.
Yeah, I was. This is John Kroll, and that was a really nice time at your grand opening that I attended. Yeah, I had a little difficulty getting there, so I should have taken the advice from you for the 826. But yeah, it's that's Miami. I'm born and raised in Broward, so we got to move you guys up north. So hopefully, I can talk to somebody there to find a location for you up this way.
We have a Delray location, a Tamarack location, and a Hollywood location up in Broward and Palm County. So, yes, we're there ready to serve the community.
I was really...
There's one thing that we really know how to do well is throw a party for our members.
Yeah, that's I've been to a few of those type of parties, but that was a really nice organized setup that you had, the way you did that, and... Boy, you're jam-packed with people there at the grand opening. And your facility, I tell you what, it's a state-of-the-art. You can pretty much eat off the floors. I mean, it was beautiful the way you have it set up and your different stations that you handle, optical, everything from eyeglasses, the optical and just the different areas in the facility there was amazing.
You know, this is Rob from the Chamber. I had mentioned to Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business, we'd been to a couple of other smaller primary care facility groups. We were in the day rooms. There was a dozen people, two dozen people. And when I told them about you coming on board as a new corporate trustee member, I says, one of their facilities I was in, it was in two of them, one of them must have had 200 people in the day room. And they said it was a slow day. So, I mean, we're really excited about collaborating with you and doing stuff on site and picking some off-site facilities, both in Dade and Broward County. Love to try to do something with you near your facility in Hollywood. Really excited about working with you and your team because, you know, you bring so much to the table. You have just so much experience. And I know a lot of people aren't aware of this. I wanted you to touch on this. I know you have the facility on Alton Road, and Silvio explained it to me initially at a meeting a few weeks ago. Explain the collaboration, how it started, and then when it went from Miami Medical Center, I believe, to where you're at now with your organization, if you could. Touch on that.
Absolutely. Yes, so Miami Beach Medical Center was founded in 1997, and the owner of that facility joined forces with what was then Clinical Care, which was another local doctor. And together they joined forces, and it is now owned by our corporation, and we've had ownership for about 2 years now, and we have amazing doctors and nurses, and it's everything. One of the benefits of being a member of our center for those Medicare members that fall within that gray area that they do not qualify for Medicaid, but perhaps qualify for LIS or partial, is that when you become a member of Clinical Care, you have zero copay for all the benefits that we offer within the center: primary, cardiology, physical therapy, vision, dental, psychology. We also offer transportation. And you still have the ability to see a specialist outside of our center as well. We provide breakfast and lunch, entertainment. We do art classes, all sorts of events within the center. And then once a month, we do like one big event with an artist, and we transport everyone to a theater. So it's a great, great place to become a member. And since I joined the company, the one common denominator that I find amongst all of us is that our staff is very passionate about the care to our patients and our members. So we get to know everyone on a personal level. We know about the grandkids and the children getting married. So we want to make it, it's a family. It's truly a family.
I bet we're getting that signal. We've got about 30 seconds left, so I want you to give everyone your pertinent contact information. And who would think 25 years later, you'd have 55 centers, you're opening at least a half a dozen more, and you're up to 800 employees. We are privileged to have you on our membership roster, so go ahead and give everyone your contact information. We'll be doing a series of interviews with you over the next few months and in the 2023 calendar year. Go ahead, please.
786-944-3234. Yvette Zuliani at your service.
Thank you very much, Yvette.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Have Thanks. A wonderful weekend. Thank you, Yvette. Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. You're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us Michael D'Olivera, who's the editor from the New Pelican newspaper, also a corporate trustee member of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Rob Herget, co-host of our weekly radio programs, Boost You Our Business. And John Kroll, the host of our weekly radio programs, owner of Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll. And also, what I'd like to touch on, you know, Michael, really enjoying the ad you're running right now in the New Pelican. Have that full-page ad that's been running for a month, talking about the event that's coming up this Wednesday, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Charlotte Bury Convention Center, where Pompano Ends and Lighthouse begins at 2699 North Federal Highway. Tony Robbins' team will be in there doing a seminar and workshop, so really excited about that. And let's get into it and what's going on with the Pelican. I know we're in election season. I know there's a lot of people advertising. I know you're continuing to grow, and we're really excited about working with you. Go ahead, please, if you would, this morning.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. And things are going great right now. We are getting a lot of political advertising this year. I think people are really, I think it's kind of a normal election season again after 2 years ago with COVID. There wasn't any real campaigning and very little advertising. So I think it's kind of a good sign that things are, if they're not back to normal yet, they're at least returning to normal.
Yeah, we hope it stays that way. Hi, this is John Kroll with Kroll Realty. I love your paper.
Hey, John.
I've been around your neck of the woods for many, many years. I grew up in Broward. I was just looking at your website. It's really cool. I like the fishing report on here. I'm going to have to pay a little bit more attention to that.
So. Yeah, RJ Boyle's he's good with those. They're really popular. He's even on Big 105.9.
Oh, okay.
The radio host them.
Nice.
Paul Castronovo. He's on there every Friday.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. But yeah, this is since we've joined up with you and you've really helped us out with getting the news out. I like it. It's a local paper. It's been around for a while. And you guys, I guess, took ownership, changed over to the new Pelican now. And your platform is really nice. I like the way you guys are operating there.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So I do know that we have an event coming up at the Charlotte Brewery. Is that correct, Rob?
Yes. This Wednesday, the 26th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Setup is from 9 to 10. And should have quite a few vendors there, quite a few people coming through. We've had a lot of RSVPs. We've had an ad running in the Pelican for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice ad, too, by the
beautiful
way.
Beautiful ad. And it's on Facebook as well. And, you know, we're really, really pumped about it. And Mike's team and Clark, they're wonderful to work with. You know, people don't realize that from Boca Deerfield Line, when you're leaving Palm Beach County, coming into Broward County, all the way down to Hollywood now, into Oakland Park, Wilton Manors, and they're expanding out into the Tamarack, Coral Springs areas now as we come out of the year. You know, you're talking second largest publication in Broward County. It's a beautiful publication. If memory serves me correct, there's over 800 approaching 900 or 1,000 distribution points, and they're printing around 10,000 copies a week. So they're definitely doing big things, and it's an excellent publication.
Yeah, you have to reach out to them and get involved with them because they can really boost up your business. And talking about boost your business, we have Rob, the excellent guy here to expand your business. But we need to start putting some of our ads too as well. We were doing that before, and I'll have to talk to you about that too as well.
And also, Mike, touch on the specials that you offer for the chamber members. Go ahead.
Well, chamber members can get 20% off their entire ad. No matter how many weeks, no matter how many ads they do, they get 20% discount on everything.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
So what is new going on in Broward County? Any updates on my favorite restaurant, Maikai?
Yes. Maikai, they just started, I believe, with the new roof, repairing it. So it's a good... That's a good development. I know everyone loves that place. I know I'm going to go back as soon as they open. I haven't been there in a long time. But, yeah, Mike High is coming along. I think it's going to be open, I don't know about this year, but maybe next year.
I know we used to do a lot of chamber events there. I reached out to them and waiting to hear back from them, looking to try to do things there again in 2023 for sure.
Yeah, they're a great place. It's kind of like a landmark, or I guess it is a landmark in Broward County.
It is. I used to valet cars there. It was right next to my house. I used to walk there to work. I knew the Thornton. I knew the family that owned the property there, the Thorntons. I don't know if they still own it, if they sold it, or they're still involved.
They sold it. I've been going there since '84, actually. I brought my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time in college, to Maikai. So it's been a kind of an institution for me for a long period of time. But just really appreciate your publication and what you all are doing, and the fact that it's non-agenda based, which I love when it comes to media. And you're kind of just sharing the facts and what's going on. So very much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. We really pride ourselves on that. We don't have any kind of agenda except to, you know, when we find out stories, just to publish them. Facts, just the facts, ma'am, as Joe Friday used to say.
Yep. Tell us about your website, too. I mean, it's a nice website for people to visit. It's thenewpelican.com, and you can reach out to them. You know, if you guys want to contact, there's a contact link up there. To give them a holler and talk about maybe doing some business with you.
Yeah, we definitely, the website's obviously another option to advertise, but it's just a great information site. You know, all the stories that go in print go up online, so you know, people can read it in print or they can read it online. It's their choice.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
I know we're going to continue to advertise in it, and we're encouraging all of our members to do as such and follow suit. And We're really privileged to have the relationship we have with you and your organization and the partnership. It's been beneficial. And we're really excited about everything that's moving forward. And once again, it's been Michael D'Olivera, who's the editor with the New Pelican. He and Clark Rogers and their team are wonderful. Reach out to them. Remember, mention the radio program, Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, and ask for your 20% discount. Mike, go ahead and give everyone your contact information real quick before we sign off this morning, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, my number is 954-783-8700, and my email is editor@newpelican.com.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Have a good one.
The New Pelican newspaper is your local news source for news about local issues and current happenings in South Florida. Local journalism is more important than ever, and that's why it's critical to support the New Pelican newspaper, proudly serving the communities of Broward County, including Pompano Beach, Deerfield Beach, Lauderdale by the Sea, Lighthouse Point, Wilton Manors, and Hillsborough Beach. Visit newpelican.com for the latest coverage that impacts you and your community. Get all your local news at newpelican.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. We're here in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app at iHeart Radio. And this one touches my heart as well as all the hearts of everyone here in Florida. Have with us a new corporate trustee member, James Coyne, from All Points Claim Advisors. And I imagine, James, you're probably somewhere over in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. I know my family took it on the chin a little bit, but not quite as tough as a lot of other people did. And what I'd like for you to do is, you're a new member, give your pertinent contact information, how people can get a hold of you, phone number, direct number, web address, and what you're seeing, because I know there's a lot of devastation out there. And you're the person that people need to talk to right now. Go ahead, if you would, please. And with us also is the host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll. We roll with Kroll from Kroll Realty, our board president, and Rob Hergett from Boost You Our Business, co-host of our weekly radio programs. Go ahead, James.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. Yes, I'm over here in Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel Island. We're working for Hurricane Ian. Basically, what we're doing is representing the homeowners and maximizing their insurance claim settlements. These insurance companies are overwhelmed right now, and we're helping out the homeowners when there's catastrophic damage to their house to make sure that they get what they need to get the repairs done. You guys can all reach me at my phone number, 321-501-6718, or by email at jcoyne@allpointsclaims.com. And our website is propertydamagenow.com. That's propertydamagenow.com. We're helping homeowners and commercial businesses with the aftermath of Hurricane Ian over here on the West Coast.
Hi, this is John Kroll. I'm born and raised down here. I've been through many storms, and we experienced in Marathon a few years back. We got hit directly, and I know exactly what's going through some of those people's mind. Unfortunately, we didn't even have insurance at the time on that. We had just settled, paid off everything and didn't plan on getting insurance, but that wasn't a wise decision on our part. But yeah, we spent a lot of time and effort trying to get that property back together. I'm sure you're extremely busy. I feel for the people over there.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing quite a few homeowners that have gone that route, and they pay off their mortgage and they don't have insurance and they are struggling mightily. But we're doing what we can to help the people out.
Yeah, the policies have gone up so much on these, like the flood. Just the flood insurance is extremely off the chain.
Yeah, flood insurance is extremely high, and it's all backed federally, and it's quite a process to get them to pay what you need. But we're going through it with everybody right now.
This is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. There's a number of claims adjusters in the state of Florida, obviously. What's your secret sauce? You all have a great reputation around town. You're very successful. You're helping a lot of people. What makes you special compared to other adjusters out there?
So we have a formula that we follow on every single claim, and we brought that over from working directly for the insurance carriers in our past, and we know what they need. We know what they're looking for on every single claim, and we know all of the steps that they are taking to inspect and evaluate and make payments on claims. And we've taken that script or formula and basically replicated that to maximize the claim. And, you know, we're following all the rules and regulations that are needed to be followed in the state, but also we're providing expert reporting from the beginning of each claim, not waiting, you know, for down the line when people may need a roofer or an engineer or something like that. We're getting all of that information provided for the client up front so that we're going into our negotiations with our guns loaded, so to say.
It's only been a couple of weeks since the storm. I think we're at 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Are you already filing claim? Is anything coming back from the insurance company? My question is, are they... This go around, are they more difficult? Are you finding them a little easier to deal with just because there are so many people affected by it? What's the situation right now with dealing with the insurance carriers?
I would say right now most of the carriers are, I'd say the first word to explain it is overwhelmed. They've got tons of claims on each specific carrier. And there's only so many people working for each company. So they understand that the damage needs to be paid, and these are mostly all covered losses. But the thing that they don't get correct on the first try is the amount of money that is needed for each individual home. And they're just not in the business to pay what's needed on the front. They're basically set up for us to fight with them and negotiate to maximize the claim. So they're understanding they need to make these payments, but at the same time, they're not coming out and making the payments that are needed to the homeowners that were affected up front.
Yeah, which I guess depending on the way you want to look at it, it seems to me makes their life a little more difficult, but that's what you're there for, and that's why... anybody that's listening that's gone through any of the storm or anything else that they're doing, if you've got damage at your house, you really need somebody to be on your side. And that's what, you know, that's what they've been very successful at. So for anybody listening, make sure you reach out to them and set up a time to talk, and they'll go through your policy and figure out exactly what you're entitled to and make sure that they fight for the maximum amount.
Absolutely.
I know we're running out of time. If you want to give your pertinent information, how they can reach you, phone number, website, email, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can call me or text me at 321-501-6718. You can email me at jcoin@allpointsclaims.com. And our website is propertydamagenow.com. That's propertydamagenow.com.
Or you can contact us at 954-580-8802, the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, or www.greatersouthfloridachamber.com. We'll help broker a meeting with James. James, looks like we're going to have another golf tournament coming up. We're going to be donating some of the proceeds to the Hurricane Ian survivors. I know we can count on you. You're quite the golfer, and I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you on to complete a series of interviews. Stay safe over there, my friend, until we have you on next time. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
If you're filing a claim, don't hire a public adjusting firm that works for the insurance company. Hire an advocate for you. At All Points Claim Advisors, we're advocates for policyholders first. We've got experience in claims management, processing, negotiating, appraisal, and more, with experience working with all types of Florida claims and carriers. Get a free policy review and home inspection from All Points at PropertyDamageNow.com. PropertyDamageNow.com. All Points Claim Advisors, where your claim is the point.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.